Playing the Game by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read by Catherine Harvey.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. London, March 2007. Annette Remington sat at her desk, staring across the room at the painting, or rather at the photographic blow-up of the painting. It was propped up on the credenza, leaning against the wall in the ceiling light, carefully angled, brought into focus. Her marvellous painting. Her masterpiece. Her Rembrandt. Well, not exactly hers anymore, for it now belonged to someone else, the anonymous buyer who had bid for it over the phone, won it for the staggering price of £20 million, the highest price ever paid for a work by the famous Dutch artist. What would he feel if he were alive? Would he have experienced the same thrill she had at the auction, as the price had risen and risen to that final staggering amount? Rembrandt had become something of a recluse after finishing the painting in 1657. Yet it had been in this period that he had created some of his greatest masterpieces. He had been unfashionable then. She smiled inwardly. He was hardly unfashionable now. It was gone, hanging on somebody else's wall.